Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America. Welcome back to the show. Thank you very much for hanging out with me 34 after. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and we got a great show coming up at you straight ahead with our good friend Ramon Ray. Ramon is the editor of SmallBizTechnology.com, the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses, and his brand spanking new book, The Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing. He's one of our top technology experts in the Brain Trust, and we're celebrating 9 years of his membership in our Brain Trust today. Ramon Ray, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. I didn't know it was 9 years. I didn't get my gift, but thank you
well,
very much.
Well, no, you did, really. Your 9-year gift is an email.
Okay, all right. That's on the show today.
You know, it's not diamond or gold. It's an email, and you already got the email, so you didn't know that, though, I'm sure. But anyway, thank you for 9 great years. It's always a pleasure to have you back. Congratulations on your book, The Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing. One of the things that I talked about in the earlier half hour was what I'm calling the new rules, the age of the customer prospecting rules, and how that's changed the way we approach customers. What do you think?
No, I think it's very true. I mean, I think the biggest evidence of that, Jim, is on the aspect of you look at the videos that people see online even today. I think it's interesting that now they're asking customers, which video do you want to see? I don't know if you get my tangent on that, but it's no longer just forcing people. It's saying, hey, how would you like to be communicated with?
Right.
And I think we're missing that a lot today. Now, technology enables you to do that, of course, more.
But see, what you're doing when you tell the customer what you just said, you are showing them how you want to be relevant to them.
Yes.
See, and this is what customers are looking for more and more, because competitiveness is now expected. It's now presumed. Every company is expected to be competitive on price, product, selection, delivery. Everybody's expected to be competitive. And the differentiator increasingly between vendors, between competitors, is whether they're relevant to the customer or not, which could include having a mobile website.
Absolutely, and I think going back to that relevancy, I think the biggest example we just saw, I don't know if you're a football fan, was the Super Bowl. I mean, what is, you know, this kind of leads into the Facebook and mobility as well.
Right.
What does Dorito do time and time again? Dorito says, submit your videos to us, we'll broadcast the best video. You know, I mean, you can still create your own, but they're going back to their customers. And I think, Jim, you're right, and I think that whether it's a small local business or whether it's the big brand, but for our market, the small businesses, we have to be relevant. It's easy to sell somebody. It's easy to market. But if you're not relevant, what does the saying say? People don't buy when they're ready to. When you're ready to sell them, they buy when they're ready to buy, I think it goes.
And that's been the case for a long time, but it's never more true than right now. And this comes back to what I was talking earlier about also, Ramon, and that is that today customers are more likely to be attracted to you if you contribute something they can use before you try to sell them something. And I call that contribute first, contract second.
Wow. Now and you're right. And I think that goes, and that's one of the principles said as well as you did in the book here, but I think this is why people are using social media even to a degree. And again, you know that I'm like you. I'm not a fanboy of social media. You know, I'm not one of these. You have to just, but I think it's relevant. Why? You look at Honda. And again, this is a big business example. One of their ads said, go to Facebook.com/Honda.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they do that? They went, as you said, the contract is second. They wanted to engage. They wanted to get people talking
about it.
Post your videos. Have fun.
Contribute
around
first,
Honda.
Whatever that might be. It could be, here's an example. Let's say that you're following somebody on Facebook, a prospect that you'd like to, someone you'd like to get to know more, and you find out that they're interested in, or on LinkedIn maybe, or Twitter, you're following them on Twitter, and you find out that they have an interest in something in particular, or you find out that they are in the certain, you know, what industry they're in, and you see something they might like, we'll send it to them. That's contributing first, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is, and I think we forget the human dimensions of that. I mean, even I know it's changed the game of PR to some degree. You're a journalist, as I am, Jim, and I'm sure you get press releases. People forget that we're human, and you don't be corny about it, but if you find that I posted something that I'm at Dunkin' Donuts today, if you ate there, too, a minute ago, it's relevant to share that moment with me, and that brings us a step closer.
Absolutely. Give us the website, Ramon.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Smallbiztechnology.com, and people can find the book in Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, in bookstores, smallbiztechnology.com/Facebook Marketing.
All right, small biz,
yes,
marketing.com, right?
That's right.
No, I'm sorry, smallbiztechnology.com.
Technology.com.
Right. The book is called The Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing. We're going to talk some more about this. It's brand spanking new by our good friend Ramon Ray, celebrating 9 years. He's been hanging out with us for 9 years. We also have his on-base percentage and his batting average. We'll have that after these messages. 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.